League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Good morning and welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this is your latest Manchester United transfer news. And it's not the news you're going to want this morning, to be honest with you. We're talking about another setback for Manchester United. We're talking about another delay for Manchester United. And we're talking about David Ornstein's update in relation to Brian Mbeumo. I will read you this update right now. The gap between Manchester United and Brentford on the valuation of Mbeumo remains considerable. There have been no significant developments over the past few weeks. The two sides are several million pounds apart and a deal is still not imminent, but talks continue. So, not close. The gap between Manchester United and Ineos remains considerable. There is no significant developments over the past few weeks and the two sides are still working on a deal, but it is not imminent. So look, that is where we are this morning in relation to that. Absolutely incredible. I think that there are a few things that need to be said here. First of all, I would say that Ineos are no better than the Glazers. When you look at the last 18 months, they've had long enough now and they have not shown any level of improvement compared to the Glazers. And there will be people this morning getting their knickers in a twist about this statement. But I think when you look at the summer transfer window so far, and obviously the 8 o'clock shows, we've spoken about this in more depth, and Andrew Lee says no ambition whatsoever. I think you put this down to two things at this point. Let's just talk about David Ornstein for a moment and what he is saying. We have a new kit out tomorrow. I said last night, I'm absolutely convinced that something happens in the next 24 hours to help Man United sell that kit. Logically, that would be the Brian Mbeumo deal. It could still be the Kobbie Mainoo new contract. But it doesn't look like it is going to be the Brian Mbeumo deal. And we've been working on this since the beginning of June, and it is now the middle of July. We are closer to the end of the window than we were to the start of this deal. Some people are saying walk away. I'll speak about that in a moment, but I want to talk about why we're in this situation. Why is it Chelsea can get João Pedro in the space of a couple of days? Why is it that Spurs are getting players in a couple of weeks? Why are Newcastle getting down to two things? Either Ineos are frauds, which is what a lot of people are saying this morning, or they're completely out of their depth. Either way, I don't give a damn. You are not good enough to be running a club of the prestige and size of Manchester United. You are exposing yourselves every day to a point where it's actually getting sad. Like, I actually wouldn't go as far as saying that I feel sorry for them, but it's actually embarrassing how bad they are. I literally think any Man United fan could do a better job than them. I tell you what, you know what it is? It's an example of how not everybody can run a football club, even if they are, you know, billionaires. They are so, so bad at it. We know the club at the moment is riddled with underperformers and unhappy people, but they are struggling on a major, major level here. And this is just embarrassing. This is just utterly embarrassing to be in a situation where the deal's not off. The deal's not off. People are saying the deal's not off. The deal is not off. I'm not worried. We're not saying that at all. What we're saying is it's not progressing at all. It's not progressing to a point where Manchester United can get this deal done quickly. It's not close. The gap is considerable. Now, we know we offered 55 million plus add-ons. Now, the considerable gap, I would imagine, is if we... You know what I actually think is happening here? And I don't think Richie says they couldn't run a bath, never mind a football club. It says deal off for the show. It says deal off question mark, mate. There's a question mark. Go and learn a bit of English. And also we're talking about Rasmus as well. It's a new show. So there's also Inter buying a striker and that deal for Rasmus being off. But thanks for ruining the show. You know, it's a feed into what the show is all about. But maybe go and look up question marks in future. But I think where I am on this one is that this is a brief of elite level. This is a brief of from the club that they've put this out because they know this deal's not close. They've put this deal out to temper your temper your opinions. I think they've put this out because we were starting to think, you know what? There's a new kit tomorrow. Maybe the Brian Mbeumo deal will happen. And I think that's why I'd love it to be wrong, but David Ornstein's not going to be wrong. David Ornstein's not the sort of person that puts out "we're miles off" and then an hour later we get "here we go." That's not the sort of expertise and credibility that David Ornstein has built over the last few years. So when he says it's not imminent, there's a considerable gap. You start to worry about the plane to the US a week today. That's what Manchester United have got to do. People are saying walk away. I'll just hit that one straight away because I think there's a reason why we're in this situation. We can't walk away. If we walk away, we admittedly go for plan whatever, B, C, D, E. It might take us long to negotiate and the club that we go and speak to will overcharge. So let's say we walk away and we go and look at players that we've also been linked to. Well, most of them are gone now. Kudos was one. He's gone. Semenyu's still at Bournemouth, but he would be expensive. So, you know, you're walking away to something that's not as good as Mbeumo. And the reason we want Mbeumo is because Mbeumo is the best option. He is a good player. The problem we've got here, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know what people think. I think United have got themselves into what I called the Jared Branthwaite zone. I think United and Ineos have come into this with no football expertise and have basically said, we're not going to pay money anymore. We're not going to pay big money anymore. We're Manchester United. We're not going to get ripped off anymore, right? And I think what they've done is they've backed themselves into this corner where essentially they cannot back down. They don't want to pay £60 million for Mbeumo because they think they're being ripped off. But Brentford will not take anything less than £60 million. And I think that's what we're in this situation now. We've drawn this line in the sand that we won't be ripped off anymore. We're not being ripped off. Essentially, many of you have said it. I've seen loads of people saying it online. Apparently, I keep cutting out. Let me just have a quick look at this. Might be able to do something that might improve it. Let me know. Well, what was I talking about? Yeah. So basically, what I'm saying is that I personally think, and you can say it's an assumption, you can say what you like, but I genuinely do think the reason it's taken so long is because it's not about Amorim, it's not about Mbeumo, it's actually about saving face, because that's what we have in charge of Manchester United at the moment. We have people that are egotistical, based on PR, and I think that they know the minute they pay £60 million, everybody is going to say, you took 7 weeks to do a deal you could have done in 7 days. So I think what they're trying to do, and I think it comes from the top, is if they're going to take 7-8 weeks on a deal, they want to put themselves in a situation whereby they can say, look, we took 7 weeks, but we got the deal done for 55 million. And I think it's a PR exercise. I really do. And I think that's what they're telling David Ornstein. I think they're basically saying, we're nowhere near. We're not going to walk away. But I mean, this deal could, I wouldn't be sat here now saying this is going to happen before the US tour. It's a shock, but it's not a surprise. This, he might not be ready for the Arsenal game. And I know that's still like 4 weeks ago, but he might not be ready for the Arsenal game. So it is where we are at the moment. It's obviously very, very concerning. It's a shock. It is a shock. It's not a surprise, but it is a shock to be in a situation where we're not actually close. I mean, I don't know how you can't be close. It was 2 weeks ago, certain aggregators out there were telling us the deal was done and it was just the structure of the add-ons. But I think if we offered £60 million, we'd have got this deal done. But I do just want to repeat this. I said it on Twitter this morning. Say what you like. We're all entitled to our opinions. Ineos are so bad at their job, they're actually worse than what we were with Ineos, with the Glazers. We were better on the football side of things under the Glazers than we are with Ineos. This is our worst summer transfer window since David Moyes. This is the worst. Like, David Moyes came into the club and he never should have got the job, but he had a terrible summer transfer window. I think we didn't buy anybody till August. We bought Fellaini, et cetera. This is, without doubt, the worst summer transfer window we've had. And I think that Ineos are an absolute disgrace. I've heard a lot of people calling them a lot of names this morning. I think fraud is always a hard word to use. I wouldn't go that far, but they're definitely, definitely incompetent. And they have had 18 months. So you have to look at it and say, what a disaster of a summer it's been. And I don't know whether it's strategic. I don't know whether it's sabotage. You almost feel like it is sabotage, but they're sucking the love out of the club, aren't they? They're sucking the life out of the club. I mean, if you're a Liverpool fan, you've won the league, you look at all your transfer activity and you're like, this is a club that's trying to be ambitious. Obviously, Liverpool fans at the moment are on the floor because of the tragedy of what happened to Jota. But beyond that, the way the football club is being run and what's happening in the support of Slot, you can't criticise that. The same with Arsenal, the same with Chelsea. Manchester United, I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible what they're trying to do, and I don't even understand what it is they're trying to do. But as I say, breaking news, David Ornstein, Manchester United are not close to signing Brian Mbeumo, and there is a distance between the Brentford and Manchester United evaluation. Of course, the biggest explanation of this is that Brentford are in the right and we are in the wrong. We cannot pay £62 million for Cunha and then not pay £62 million for Mbeumo. And I think this is always going to be the mic drop. We are not in the right. We are in the wrong. We are desperate. We finished 15th. We need to get into the top five. We cannot and are not in a situation where we can sit there with Brentford and go, shut up, you little club. We're Manchester United and we're going to bully you to give us your player on the cheap. Brentford finished higher than us. Brentford are therefore better than us. We finished 15th. We are desperate. And we also paid £62 million for Cunha, who is basically the same season as in Mbeumo. I don't know what we're playing at, but we're in the wrong on this one. And also, pre-season started. And also, we still don't have that player. So we're in the wrong. We're completely in the wrong. And I don't think there's anybody out there who is trying to defend the Glazers at this point, because it's embarrassing. But the scary thing is they just sit there and...
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
They sit there and just put up with it, which is incredible. I agree with Percy. We can't really walk away. I think walking away would be a huge error, because it's like It's like building a wall, isn't it? And the wall is taking longer than you want, but you've half built the wall. Do you knock it all down to start again? I mean, you've still got to build a wall. So I just think we're not walking away. And even David Ornstein says we're not walking away, but we're in a big situation here. And I find it incredible. And it's also hard to see, amongst the moaning and the frustration, how do you solve this solution? If I'm Brentford, Brian Mbeumo is in training. He's not on strike. And I'm glad he's not on strike. You know, that's professionalism. But he's in training. He will play preseason games. I mean, that to me is a positive. At least he actually is in training. But he will play Brentford's first game of the season. I remember this happening with James Milner when he went from Aston Villa to Man City years ago. He wanted to go, but he remained professional. And I think he played the first game, two games of the season for Villa. And he played well. I think he was man of the match in one of them. So Mbeumo will play those games. So from Brentford's point of view, you almost get to a point of where you go, we don't want to sell you. If we get the money, we will sell you. But in the meantime, we'll just carry on as normal. So we're not in a good situation here at all. And it's very difficult to defend it. It's very difficult indeed, especially when the club are briefing to try and make themselves look good. Very, very, very disappointing. Get your comments in relation to that. Let us know what your thoughts are. Just on the goalkeeper situation, there has been some updates coming in from Laurie Whitwell this morning, also with The Athletic. So what he is basically saying is that Rasmus Højlund to Inter deal off. That is not likely to happen now. Inter have bought a 21-year-old called Bonny, and they are no longer interested in Rasmus Højlund. So that is another door closed in relation to him. Frank says, if they knew anything about anything, they should have put Mbeumo before paying Cunha's release clause. But we were working on that a lot longer, to be honest. Welcome to Members Club, Stuart. Appreciate that. Thank you very much for that. Also got a couple of super chats here. Stuart Kilpatrick, welcome to Members Club. Jeremy says, at the end of the day, we will be where we want to be, regardless of the incompetence. Okay. For years, we almost only bought players that no other team is competing for. That's a big red flag. No wonder we are where we are, says Marlo. The most embarrassing thing isn't the Mbeumo deal. It's the fact they can't get rid of five players who want to leave the club with a worst run team, says Team Infinity. Mike McKayley says, people say walk away when we can't do quick deals and we can't do more than one deal at a time, because we're focusing on one. Look at Vlahovic. Ryan says, could go from Mbeumo to Dybling if they don't pull their finger out. Who's to say Liverpool or Spurs don't steal Mbeumo? United have taken too long. And I tell you what, I don't think that will happen, because Mbeumo wants to come to Manchester United. But if I was a Spurs or a Newcastle, I'd just drop 60 million on the table and see what happens. Andrew McMaster says, it's my birthday today. Happy birthday, Andrew. I was hoping for Mbeumo. Here we go. Doesn't look like today from Belfast. Going to have some champers instead. Enjoy that, Andrew. DK's bought his first match ticket 3 days ago against Chelsea after resisting the Glazers for years. I already regret it. Was hoping to see new players. Rob says, if Mbeumo wants to come, he should go on strike to help the deal. If it goes on longer, I think United should pull out, as Brentford are being unreasonable. Rob, I didn't think it was possible to disagree with you on three different things. I don't think he should go on strike. I think it lacks class. I don't think United should pull out, because where would we go? And I don't think Brentford are being unreasonable asking for £60 million for a player that we've only offered 55 for. I'm fuming. Mbeumo should have been signed weeks ago, says Emily Derry. If we've not made progress, what the hell have United been doing for the past 6 weeks? Ryan says, imagine where you'd be with Qatari ownership. These owners are shameless, says Riddiman. And Oyvind, welcome. Thank you very much for your super chat there. Hi, Mark. I think with Ineos, it's getting worse. I don't think there is someone in the team having knowledge in football, says Yaniat. I completely agree. Jadon Sancho was at the Wireless Festival. Just goes to show he doesn't care about football or Man United. Cares about his pocket, mate, Jack. Why are we only doing one signing at a time with a 7-week lead time? How are we meant to sell and bring in three more players like this? No accountability on Ineos and the new team. There is no accountability, John. The club is being run into oblivion. You know, it's incredible to me that there's not a billionaire out there that supports the football club that hasn't stepped forward and said, right, I've got the money, I've got the people, I'm getting these people out, get behind me. It's almost like a political campaign. there doesn't seem to be that billionaire out there that loves Manchester United, because I genuinely think, I was thinking about this last night, that's what you need. You know, like the Red Knights, you need a really powerful billionaire to step forward and say, I'm getting Man United no matter what. And then, you know, they coordinate with their money, the campaign to get them out. Mark, they're asking for 70 million, not 60, for God's sakes, says Ali. Can you tell me where that story comes from, Ali, and stop being a Glazer lover? You're falling for the spin, mate. We haven't offered 60. When we offer 60, that deal will get done. I don't know where 70 is coming from, apart from the Glazer's arse. Morning, Mark. Can I get a happy birthday shout out to me? My name is OJ. Happy birthday, OJ. OJ. Okay, so let me carry on with a bit of news. So Rasmus Højlund to Inter looks like that's off, if it was ever on. Inter have gone ahead and bought a player already. In relation to the goalkeepers, this is also coming out from Laurie Whitwell. John Victor of Botafogo is an option for Manchester United, but he would be an option if the Inter moves on. Emi Martinez of Aston Villa was only an option if Onana moved on. And that's, I mean, look, I'd take John Victor as a replacement for Biyinder, of course I would. And as a backup, I would hope that maybe he could force Onana out of the team. But it's depressing. It's depressing that the player that we're actually looking for is a replacement for a backup goalkeeper. And there is someone like Emi Martinez that would improve us massively that we can't go for because we can't get rid of Onana. I mean, look, it's an interesting update. Effectively, we can't get a decent keeper because we can't get rid of Onana, and we can't get a striker in because we haven't even brought Mbeumo yet. So it's looking like that dreadful thing that I said on Sunday night. You expect this to be a big week because next week we're going on tour. But actually, there's no guarantee that we'll do anything this week, is there? There really isn't. I don't want to rub salt in the wound, by the way, but there is actually an update coming in from Sky. I would say take a seat and have a phone ready so that you can phone a friend for some reassurance for this one. Maybe take the rest of the day off. This is coming in from Sky, and they are saying that Manchester United are one of the clubs interested in signing Nicholas Jackson. See you later.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I just had to take a moment to compose myself there. Look, I'll be honest with Manchester United. Whatever my opinion means, whatever your opinion means, I'll tell you now, if you're worried about players that come into this football club and sink from the pressure, don't bring Nicholas Jackson to this football club, because I have ripped the piss out of him at Chelsea for 2 years. If he comes to Manchester United, I will not give him a chance. I will not back him. I will not get behind him. I think he's shit. So that's one person who is just going to say he's shit from day one. And I'm telling you now, there'll be plenty of others. I'm loving this from Ryan, who's got a Chelsea logo. I'm telling you, Mark, Jackson is a world beater. Look, you've done enough damage, Chelsea. You've won the Club World Cup. You've took top four. You've doubled your money on Madueke. Don't come in here telling us that Nicholas Jackson is going to be a world beater when you know exactly what you're doing. You just want us to buy him. We've already took Mason Mount off you for £55 million. The bloody groundsman's been on the pitch at Old Trafford more than he has. I'm not falling for that nonsense. I'll be very clear on this. I cannot in any way, shape or form get behind Nicholas Jackson, because there's too many clips on That's Football of me ripping the piss out of him that if I started going, oh, what a good signing, I'd look like an absolute twat. So no, I can't. I just there are players out there that I will give a chance to, you know, if we went and got Ramos from PSG, it's not my choice, but I would still give him a chance. I can't give Nicholas Jackson a chance. So if Manchester United are going to be... And also as well, I don't care whether it's prime Michael Jackson, you know, from the Bad album. We can't put more money into Chelsea's pocket. Chelsea, I'd rather get Janet Jackson as well, yeah. You cannot put more money into Chelsea's pocket considering Chelsea finished fourth, and that's hypothetically where we want to be. We cannot put more money into their pocket so they can go and buy better players. So, no, I can't get on board with that. I can't be excited about that. I can't back that. If you want to, it's a free world. But I cannot get behind a deal for Nicholas Jackson, and will not, and am not, and cannot. So, no, not going to happen. Kevin says, why would Ineos be so inept in football operation? Mate, if I was a billionaire because I ran, you know, the biggest pub chain in the world, I owned pubs all over the world, and I was a billionaire for it. And then I suddenly said, you know what? I'm now going to manage a cricket team and I'm in charge. Do you think that cricket team would do well? Well, it would do, because I'd know what I'm doing. Even though I don't know loads about cricket, I'd go and get people who did. The problem is, this is a vanity project. Sir Jim clearly thinks he knows about football and he doesn't. And he's clearly instilled principles that just won't work. Well, at the end of the day, we're not going to pay what Brentford want. And I don't care who they are. I've got more money than them. And I'm not doing it. Champers. And I think that that's the sad reality, is that we have got people in charge who are rich enough to buy a stake in the club and have a say in it, but they don't know what they're doing. I genuinely would back any of us to sit in the boardroom today and change the fortunes of that club within 2 hours. We'd have the Brentford deal done, and we'd be moving forward on deals for Rashford and Garnacho very, very quickly. Because I guarantee, in that boardroom at the moment, we're not signing Mbeumo because we don't want to pay 60, and we're not selling Rashford because we don't want to send him out on loan, and we're not selling Garnacho because we don't want to sell him for anything less than 60. 35 plus add-ons is what you take for Garnacho now. Rashford's going to have to go on loan, and in Burma, you've got to pay £60 million for. And if there's nothing left after that, there's nothing left. But you can't just, you know, it's almost like we're sat there going, if we pay Brentford £60 million and we take 35 for Garnacho, there's nothing left to spend. Well, if there's nothing left to spend, at least you've got in Burma in and you've got rid of Garnacho. I mean, it's not like it's not like Brentford are going to go in 3 weeks' time, you can have Mbeumo for 55, and in 3 weeks' time, Villa are going to go, there's 60 million for Garnacho. It's only going to get worse. It seems to me like the situation is grave. And in that grave situation, they're pushing it down the road going, well, we can't do that. We can't do that. We have to do that. We can only do what we can do. I'm not expecting any signings after Mbeumo at the moment, because simply there is no talk of any signings beyond that. PJ says £35 million for Garnacho is shocking. Well, look, Chelsea are still interested in Garnacho. I think it was mentioned yesterday by a couple of outlets that Chelsea is still interested in Garnacho, much to the annoyance of some Chelsea fans. But I've got to say, if I was a Chelsea fan, this is exactly what you do, really, because he's 21 now? He's 20 or 21. Look what you've just done with Madueke. So Garnacho has an amazing ceiling. He has a bad attitude, but when it comes to football availability, he's never injured. So you bring in Garnacho, you get him in your team, there's plenty of opportunity. You know, he does reasonably well. Even Sancho did reasonably well, and he's crap. Garnacho's way better than Sancho. And in 2 or 3 years' time, you know, maybe he acts like a prat again, but you sell him, you'll make the money back. I think it's a straightforward deal for Chelsea. I wouldn't be surprised if they did it. But we can't ask for 40 million. We can't ask for 45 million. We can't, because we've devalued the player. Rightly or wrongly, we have devalued the player, and he's devalued himself. Do you think we'll pivot towards Tyler Dibling? Alan Pardew on Talk Sport. or as I say, talk shit, said this today. Manchester United could get relegated. Now, some of you will absolutely love that statement. I will give you reality over fantasy, because as bad as Manchester United are, relegation won't happen. And I don't know why people have to take it to extremes. We should be in the top four in the Premier League every single year. And fourth or below is disgusting. 15th is a disgrace. If you bring in Tyler Dibling and you don't bring Brian Mbeumo in, I doubt we would be in the top half of the league. But we're not going to get relegated. That is just idiocy, stupidity, sensationalism. We couldn't even get relegated last year, and we were trying to. We were rubbish, and we were still how many points from safety? So we're not going to get relegated. That sort of stuff, that sort of talk is just stupid. We could finish fourth from bottom, but we won't get that. I just want to go back to this here. Glenn says you're so toxic. Glenn, I've barely said a word that isn't coming out of the football club. So I know you're angry, Glenn, and I hope that you can find some, you know, solace in your day today. But you know what we're talking about, Glenn? It ain't made up. It's literally happening in front of your eyes. We did finish 15th. We did lose to Spurs with their best players out. We have been working on an Mbeumo deal for 7 weeks. We've only bought one player. We've sold nobody. And apparently we're not even close to signing Mbeumo. And conversations about how bad things could get are very relevant. So if I don't know how that's toxic, Glenn. And I don't know what we're supposed to do to not be classed as toxic in your world. What are we supposed to be doing? I mean, I would love to hear more from Glenn, because I want to know why we're toxic for spelling out the situation the club is in. And if we're toxic, what the hell are the Glazers and Ineos? Because the thing is, unfortunately, there are people like Glenn in the world who genuinely think all of us who are moaning are being negative. We used to be a football club, mate. We used to be Manchester United. We are the Bayern Munich of England. We are the Real Madrid of England. We are the PSG of England. And we're behaving like a relegation candidate. We have lost our identity. That is not toxic. That is a demand for why has our football club been sabotaged over a decade to a point where it's completely and utterly unrecognizable and a laughingstock. That's not toxic, Glenn. Imagine something you love, like your dog or your car or your wife. Probably your dog, you. And, you know, imagine that dog that you look after and you care for. And then suddenly it's, you know, you go on holiday for a year or 2 weeks. You come back, the dog's in the garden. It's wet through. It's not been fed. It's really sad. Is the person that's done that to you toxic, or are you toxic for going on holiday? You know, wake up. We're not... If we were in the situation of Liverpool, where we've just won the league and we're buying loads of players, nobody would be moaning. I think this fan base is the best in the world at being positive when there's a reason to be positive, hated, adored, never ignored. But we're also the best in the world for being realistic. There ain't no fan base in the world that's not going to fight for its club against, you know, rivals and the media. But we ain't got anything to fight for at the moment. We really haven't. Delivering the words of God. That's always a good start. This is going to be a cracker. So from delivering the words of God, Mark is so clueless. That's not the sort of thing God would say. So you failed there straight away. You know, you need to get your Bible out. Mark is so clueless. 35 million for Garnacho. I hope you work for free. I mean, mate. Okay. Like, Mark is so clueless, yeah? Where's your £40 million coming from, Garnacho, then? I mean, last time I checked, he's been available for 6 weeks and nobody's put an offer on the table. If you can get £40 million, lovely. What are you talking about? You know what? I genuinely think there's people like the Words of God, or whatever his name is, who wake up in the morning and live in a fantasy. Like, they probably wake up and think, you know what, this morning I'm going to walk outside and everyone's going to cheer me, and then I'm going to go to work. I'll get a pay rise, and then I'll pop in the toilets, and whatever takes my fancy is going to, you know, do whatever to me. Like, it's where if £35 million isn't what you want for Garnacho, tell me who's going to pay more. I want £100 million for Garnacho. I want £80 million for Rashford, but it's the middle of July, we need to sell them, and I genuinely think our best chance at the moment is to sell Gnaccio for £35 million with a sell-on percentage and add-ons.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
That's what I think. But if someone thinks we're getting any more, that's fine. Vimto says people in the chat are the reason protests never work. I don't know. Maybe we're missing some updates here. I genuinely don't think we are. But last time I checked, we'd signed one player, sold nobody, and David Ornstein about an hour ago had just dropped it that United are nowhere near signing Brian Mbeumo when we were hoping it was going to happen tomorrow with the new kit. So it's great that there are people out there that are actually positive and excited and think we're being negative. But I'd love to know what it is they're positive and excited about, because I don't really see much reason to be at the moment. Honestly, I think it's a major concern. Let me get some of your comments anyway. So here we go. When my life is improving and I'm positive, Manchester United spoils it, says United Star. I'm so fed up with our club. Keel says, Mark, all I can see is we sack Amrin, move to 4-4-2, Rashford-Sancho partnership, Carrick as manager. Not what I want, but it's all I can see. Thank you, Keel. Hope you're doing well. Why are people surprised? Nice fans told us when Ineos got involved that they'll get the finances in order, but have no vision for the football parts, as Slazy. Oh, that reminds me of something I need to tell you from the show last night. All my days, Twansebi is suing Man United for clinical negligence, and he should win because I'm convinced our medical department is a mess, says Ace St. John. Mark isn't being toxic, says Ashton. Imagine if we sell Gnaccio for 35 and get Michael Jackson for 40 or more. We are so finished, says Arshan. Gnaccio isn't a better footballer than Jadon Sancho. Gnaccio isn't even better than Dan James. Jason, it's great that you want to express that opinion. It's not a conversation I really want to get into because they're both leaving Man United and I couldn't give a shit. Rios would be so good for United. Why they let him go to Roma, says Chrissy. Morning, Mark. Been a good while. Well, I hope you are well. Rest in peace. We'll be on to you with you saying that about Jackson. Been loving these shows recently. Rip. Rio. Okay. Yeah, Rio. Yeah. Dan John. Jackson with Hoyland. I see the vision, Ineos, says Ryan. We're going in circles. Ineos, Glazer plan, says Demi. God, we won't pay 63 for Mbeumo, but want to pay 60 for Jackson. We are depressing and a joke, says Uriam. Why would Ineos be so inept in football operation? Done that one. Right, okay. I wanted to read this. Last night, we were talking about how somebody said that... last night on the show that we'd said that when we kept Bruno Fernandes, we are here it is, I've got it now. When we kept Bruno Fernandes, We basically said we didn't need to sell him. So somebody sent this to me last night. So this is what Bruno Fernandes said when he turned down Al Hilal. There was an opportunity. The president called me and asked me if I wanted to go there. They were waiting for me. I spoke to coach Amrin. He asked me not to go. Manchester United didn't want to sell me. They don't need the money. If I'd wanted to leave, they would have made it happen. And that was from Bruno. I mean, look, there's no point talking about Bruno. Bruno spent 3 weeks thinking about it. If he didn't want to go, he wouldn't have thought about it. But he obviously asked Manchester United about it. And according to Bruno, they said, we don't want you to go. We don't need the money. So that's what people were talking about last night. The context was that lots of people, myself included, feel that we should have sold Bruno because we needed the money. And some people were saying on the show last night, but they said at the time they didn't need the money. Well, I think it's very, very obvious that we did need the money and we do need the money. But that's the quote directly from there about that. So, you know, apparently we didn't need the money. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I feel like sixth is our limit, probably, isn't it? Yeah, I want to try and say that we can do better than that. We certainly need to do better than that, but I would feel like sixth is our limit for next season, and that's probably very, very, very optimistic. Do you think this Mbeumo deal will still get done? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do. I just don't know when it'll happen. I mean, look, if you're not going to spend any money, maybe it's deliberate that you, I mean, look, there are so many justifications for why we would be doing this. If we know we're not going to do any more business, keep it going till August, because then you can't get pressure for anything else because you're working on this. If you want to keep saving money, and Mbeumo is going to earn 200K a week, every week he's not here, you save 200K and you're still paying the wages for Garnacho and Sancho and Rashford. So maybe they are reasons. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the incompetence is on a major scale. It's sabotage on a major scale. And United are in trouble on a major scale. So the theories as to why we're doing this and why it's taking so long, well, of course, they are justifiable to be discussed. Just reading this from Swedish Ramble, he says, United's annual report is out soon, showing that our debt has gone up, that it will be even higher next season, and that we will have even less cash next summer than we had this summer. Shouldn't INEOS be asked questions about how Project 150 makes sense in light of this? And he's tagged in Andy Mitten. Well, look, Andy Mitten's very good at what he does, but I don't think there is enough questions being asked about what's going on at the football club. But we've said it so many times as a community on this channel that, you know, we get treated like mushrooms and fed on shit. But the thing is, we're growing, and mushrooms do grow, and we're growing knowledge, and it's harder and harder to spin the truth. We're broke, we're in debt, not being in Europe causes us more problems. We're not in Europe. I can't see how we're going to get into Europe next season. And I think that the trajectory of this football club amazingly could get worse. I'm not saying that we'll finish 15th again, but what's the difference between finishing 15th and 18th? Do you get relegated in 18th, 19th, 20th? Yes, you do. 17th, 15th and 17th, it's just a number. 15th and 9th, it's just a number. 8th and 15th, it's just a number. I think those things are what I'm concerned about. I don't really look at the... It was embarrassing when we finished 8th. It was embarrassing when we finished 8th. So I think that not being part of the top 6 is embarrassing, and I think that might be what we're looking at for the next few years. Look, Brentford had Mbeumo and they did very well, but they didn't finish in the top 4. I don't think Mbeumo and Cunha can take us into the top 4. I mean, that's the question. Do you think Mbeumo, and we haven't got Mbeumo yet, but I don't think Mbeumo and Cunha will get us into the top 4.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And we haven't even got Mbeumo yet. Mbeumo is on. Don't put that in the title. We know this is going to happen. Glazers are trying to get this over the line. Mbeumo transfer setback. Raf, look, I don't know why. Look, I don't really care. Honestly, I don't really care. But I don't know why people are coming onto the show like I woke up this morning and thought, let's do a show on Mbeumo transfer setback. I actually said last night, on the 8 o'clock show, which I much prefer to the 10 o'clock show, if I'm being honest, because it's a better conversation. I said last night, I think Mbeumo will happen tomorrow for the new kit. So if I was going to make a show up this morning, I'd be saying, ooh, big day. Countdown, you know, because I would have thought it would happen. If you want to get moody or toxic with people, why don't you get in David Ornstein's? In fact, don't get in David Ornstein's replies because he's a nice guy. All your negativity and toxicity that you're throwing at us lot, it's David Ornstein's caused it because he's been briefed by Man United. It's nowhere near. Let me just read this back to you and then I'll tell you who it came from and then you can stop blaming people in the chat and falling out, right? These are the exact words. Let me read this to you, okay? The gap between Manchester United and Brentford on the valuation of Mbeumo remains considerable. There have been no significant developments over the past few weeks. The two sides are still negotiating, but a deal is not imminent. So that's from David Ornstein. No significant developments for weeks. What are we? So we've just done nothing for weeks. Brentford have said they want 60. We want to pay 55 and we've just done nothing. Who negotiates like that? Who negotiates like that? We really need this player. Yeah, we haven't spoke to him for weeks because they want more money. Incredible. Anyway, that's where your update's coming from. If we lose credibility just by admitting fault, then we didn't have any in the first place. Great leadership, take charge. Their intentions are the worst, is Somnath. Mushroom United says it's CJR. Dale wants to riot. Harry Maguire up front next season, says United star. JE says, as a content creator, at what point do you become concerned that the club's shortcomings and incompetence affect viewership and make what you do even more challenging? That's more of an 8 o'clock show comment, but trust me, I don't need to worry about anything like that, is the honest answer. Mbeumo is on. Don't put that in the title. We know this. It's going to happen. Glazers are trying to get this over the line, says Raf. Okay. Raf talking crap. Hi, Mark. Could it be that Ineos want to spend big in the jar? Oh, my God. There's something. What's happened to the world today? Is there something on the BBC News headlines? What's happened to the world today? Trina's come out with another stinker here. Could it be that Ineos want to spend big in January or for the next manager next summer in case Amrim can't make this squad successful? Yes, Trina, that's probably the best explanation we've ever had. They're saving the money for January or they're saving the money for the next manager. They're saving the money they don't have. Bloody hell. You know what? You know when you're coming up with conspiracy theories, I would say focus on the obvious. We don't have any money. We're crap at what we do. We don't want to put money into the club from the owners. I've checked out of this, says Bounty Hunter. Trust you well, the Radcliffe Glazer marriage was doomed, says Rizik. Before it began, Radcliffe is obsessed with Chelsea and wants to buy their leftovers. Why didn't he buy Chelsea in the first place? Well, thank God for Chelsea that he didn't. I wouldn't wish him on anyone. I'm Matt Galbridge. Ineos spent billions on players you've backed. Ineos spent billions on players you've backed. Laugh out loud. That's like one of those, you know, the Sunday Times when it has like really hard puzzles to solve. I can't figure that one out. Ineos spent billions on players you've backed. Ineos spent billions. I can't even figure that one out. This has got to be the worst Tuesday morning show in history for strange comments. Nicholas Jackson was a right winger at Villarreal before joining Chelsea and playing up front. Is there a world where he was... Oh, God, Ryan. Stop pushing it. Based on current performance, Ineos are worse than the Glazers by a long way. So, Stephen, I'd buy Aguiwoa from Porto. He's a good centre-forward, says Chuff Bridge. Daddy and Taylor Aitken, welcome to the Members Club. Thank you very much for that as well. Okay, well, I think that is Ineos prepping for dividends to return in 2027. And look, Sam Diamond's probably not dropped the most important thing. I want to talk about this. Probably it's better for an 8 o'clock show. I feel so sorry for Amrin, been completely neglected. No negotiation needed for Cunha. Imagine if there was, we'd have had no one. Much love, Mark. Yeah, and that's a great point. We've signed one player, we've sold nobody, and the player we signed was a release clause. So there was no negotiation, and it still took us 6 weeks. But look, without doubt, I don't like saying this. I never thought I would say this, but after 18 months, Ineos on the football side are worse than the Glazers. And also, this is the worst summer transfer window for a new manager at Manchester United since David Moyes. Fact. Absolutely incredible, really. And my summary on what they've given to David Ornstein this morning is that they know the deal's not going to happen soon. So they've given it to Ornstein to tell us that it's not going to happen soon. And I think that they won't do the deal because they're terrified of paying £60 million, because everybody will say, why didn't you just pay it in June? So now they're going to take God knows how long to try and get this price down and save some face. But I don't really give a shit about your face. I give a shit about Mbeumo in a Man United kit. So yeah, depressing start to Tuesday, really, which you can understand why some people are fed up. Thanks everyone for watching. I'm going to be on Terry's channel for Straight Facts in about 10 minutes. So you can join me over there for that. We're back at 2. We're back at 8. I feel there was a rhyme there, but I don't know what it would be. Take care, everyone. Stay safe.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.